Unit 3, Lesson 2, Deserts. They are some of the coldest places on Earth and some of the hottest. They exist on every continent except Europe, and together they cover roughly one-third of the land on Earth. We call them deserts, and they all have one thing in common. They get less than 250 millimeters of rain a year. The world's largest and hottest desert spreads across North Africa, from the Red Sea to the Atlantic Ocean, covering more than 9 million square kilometers. It's called the Sahara, which means wilderness in Arabic. But the Sahara was not always a barren wilderness. At one time, it was an area of lush vegetation with huge river systems. Cave paintings found in the area reveal that elephants, giraffes, and other animals once lived there. There is nothing static about deserts. The sizes and locations of the world's deserts are always changing. Over millions of years, as the climate changed and mountains rose, new dry areas developed. But within the last 100 years, deserts have been growing at a frightening speed. This is due, in part, to climate change. But the greatest desert makers of all are humans. The process of turning productive land into desert-like land is called desertification. Desertification takes place slowly, as small pieces of degraded land spread and merge together. Desertification can take place naturally on the edges of existing deserts, or it can start in small patches hundreds of miles away from the nearest desert. When there's a drought, for example, the winds and high temperatures dry the soil out. Eventually, the topsoil is blown or washed away, and nothing can grow in the area. Unfortunately, these natural processes are greatly accelerated by the activities of human beings. The human activity most destructive to the soil is overgrazing. When there are too many animals eating the vegetation in an area, the root systems of the plants are destroyed, and the soil is left without a protective cover. The unprotected soil can then be easily eroded. Any land that is cleared of vegetation becomes vulnerable to desertification. A second cause of desertification is improper irrigation. Farmers in many parts of the world divert water supplies for their crops. However, one area's gain is another area's loss. In China's Xinjiang Autonomous Region, for example, the building of dams and the withdrawal of water for irrigation have dried up the Tarim River. This has caused the trees and other vegetation that acted as a barrier between the Taklimakan and Kumtag deserts to die off. Now the two deserts are spreading toward each other, and they may eventually merge. Deforestation also contributes significantly to desertification. In developing countries, 90% of the people use wood for cooking and heating. However, cutting down trees for firewood leaves the land exposed to the sun. The smaller plants that grow under the trees cannot survive without the shade of the trees. And without leaves from the trees to enrich it, the soil becomes poor and deprived of nutrients. Eventually, the smaller plants die, and nothing remains but barren land. Oftentimes, the soil is so degraded that it becomes as hard as concrete. Large pieces of land cleared to grow crops can become useless in just a few seasons. While humans have shown themselves to be adept at making deserts, they can also stop their spread and even reclaim the land. In 1977, the United Nations invited representatives from around the world to a conference on desertification. The members of the conference came up with a plan to stop or reduce desertification and to reclaim the degraded land. They also designated June 17th as World Day to combat desertification and drought. It is part of a United Nations campaign to make people more aware of land degradation. Some of the methods for stopping the advance of deserts are quite simple. Algeria, for example, has planted a green wall of trees across the edge of the Sahara to prevent more land from turning into desert. Mauritania planted a similar wall around Nouakchott, its capital. In Kenya, farmers have planted more than 7 million trees around croplands to reduce wind erosion. And now, the Chinese government has started the world's largest tree planting project, a green wall that will stretch for more than 5,700 kilometers. In Iran, people put a thin layer of petroleum on the dry land to help the land hold water and newly planted vegetation. To stop the overgrazing of land, some areas are requiring the careful management of livestock, while other areas have gone so far as to ban the grazing of certain kinds of animals on open land. To combat deforestation, people are being encouraged to use alternative methods of heating and cooking. Simple devices such as solar cookers and wind turbines can help to reduce people's dependence on wood. Despite these efforts, the rate of desertification has doubled since the 1970s. Just since 1990, it is estimated that roughly 6 million hectares of productive land has been degraded each year. Today, roughly 135 million people are at risk of losing their land to desertification and becoming refugees. Perhaps UN spokesman Michel Smetal described the situation best when he said, "It's a creeping catastrophe. Entire parts of the world might become uninhabitable."